As usual, we'd like to thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Kip Stube.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com.
Here are our top stories this evening.
The ZANU-PF Politburo meets tomorrow to discuss the potentially divisive issue of party primary elections that have been deferred for almost a year because of party leaders who could not agree on ground rules.
There are a number of issues which we need to resolve, particular rules and regulations of primaries. We need guidelines to assist people to choose their representatives.
Denmark pledges more than $40 million annually in direct support to Zimbabwe through 2015.
What we foresee is strengthening our cooperation also in money terms to a level of approximately of 40 million US dollars a year, which is significant in Danish terms.
And the number of families affected by heavy rains and strong winds that hit Mberekwa East last Wednesday has risen to 182. We'll have more on what support is being given to affected residents.
The ZANU-PF Politburo meets tomorrow to discuss the potentially divisive issue of party primary elections. Party insiders tell Studio 7 that the party will also discuss the possibility of holding the general election on June 29th, the last day of the current parliament. The party has deferred primaries for almost a year because party leaders and supporters could not agree on the ground rules. But now, ZANU-PF spokesman Rugare Gumbo tells Studio 7's Blessing Zulu the party is ready to tackle primaries.
Well, I can't say what is on the agenda because I haven't seen the agenda yet. But all I can say is that there are a number of issues which we need to resolve, particular rules and regulations of primaries. We need guidelines to assist people to choose their representatives. But I can't say much until we have discussed the issue. Obviously, there are other issues which are of great importance. That is the registration of voters. We want as many people as possible to go and register as voters. And also to check if they are on the voters' roll. So that they are not going to be missing the voting date. So we are encouraging our people throughout the country to go and register as voters and also to come on voting day to vote for their party.
You talked about looking at the rules and regulations vis-a-vis the issue of primary elections. Is there a committee that is set up to do this? Who is handling it?
Well, it is handled by the Election Directorate. That's the one which handles those kinds of things. And the Election Directorate will recommend to the Politburo, and the Politburo will then take a decision.
Talking about party primary elections, any date yet?
No, nothing. We have not set any date yet, but we'll soon do so.
Primaries around the world cause frictions within political parties. And Blessing Vava of the National Constitutional Assembly says ZANU-PF is not immune.
Well, you should understand that there are a lot of issues that are affecting ZANU-PF at the moment. The issues of factionalism, where on one hand we have the Mnangagwa faction and the other faction being led by Vice President Joyce Mujuru. And also the issues of succession, on who is going to succeed Mugabe. So this is the issue that is brought down to the ward levels, constituent levels, and it's now difficult.
But don't you think this procrastination is going to cost the party, judging from the fact that parties like the two MDCs have already started the process of selecting the candidates?
If you look at the history of ZANU-PF, this is a party that in the previous elections, there was a history of the imposition of candidates. It is a party that Politburo member was not, his seat was safe. They were not contested in any primary elections. And to avoid humiliation, they would try also to downplay, especially the young Turks, who also feel that it's their time to take over the reins of the party. But if you look at the way ZANU-PF is structured, that mainly decisions come from the top, comes from the president to the through the Politburo, and those decisions are forced on the structures of ZANU-PF.
Apart from disagreement over ground rules, sources say the intention shown by members of the so-called securocrats to contest in ZANU-PF primaries is also causing tension.